Hello, everybody. It's George from Ireland. Well, I want to say schöne Geburtstag to Lufthansa. That is to say Deutsche Lufthansa Allgemeine Gesellschaft, which is Germany's national airline. This is called a legacy airline. So it was on the 6th of April, 1926, when they began operations. Don't want to give too much of a potted history of Lufthansa. So Luft meaning air in German, Hansa because it was the Hanseatic League. Those ports around the Baltic Sea, mostly German, and indeed the North Sea. And indeed London was even part of the Hanseatic League for a while in the Middle Ages. And so then, was it because they're mostly cities on the German Baltic coast and North Sea coast that Lufthansa started in? All right, so that's why it's been going since then. All right, so, and Germany was one of the earliest countries with aviation, obviously invented by the Wright brothers in the United States. And was it North Carolina, but actually from Dayton, Ohio. You can see 1903 footage of the first powered flight, 80 meters. Well, it wasn't gliding, it was an engine that was propelling it. And then only 9 years later, a Frenchman flew all the way from the United Kingdom to France, 30 kilometers. Wow. I know that doesn't seem much, but to go from 80 meters to 30 kilometers in only 9 years was an extraordinary rapid rate of advance. But, you know, Germany had aviation before the First World War. In the First World War, the Luftwaffe, as in the air weapon, that was their air force. But there was already some civil aviation in Germany just after the First World War. But Lufthansa, as we know it, was only established in Berlin in 1926. So it was making it the sixth oldest extant airline in the world. Now, it would be a bit longer if you go back to Deutsche Luftreederei, which was founded in 1917, because that merged with another one, the Junkers Luftverkehr, Verkehr meaning transport. So some of the employees had worked for the German Air Force during the First World War. And remember, obviously, aviation was very primitive back in those days. These are just the very first passenger aircraft. As in not just taking one or two, but like taking several or dozens, which is up there because the oldest one ever is it that KLM, Royal Dutch Airlines, founded in 1919. So they were not flying very long, could only fly a few hundred kilometers at a time, landing, refueling and taking off. I mean, for example, you know, London to Sydney took like about a fortnight, starting at stopping in so many places. So Lufthansa in those days was focused on Germany and her immediate neighbors. So a lot of them were domestic flights. And then in the Second World War, obviously, it's suborned to the purpose of the state. And although, yes, it was a civilian airline, it sometimes had to provide transportation for the Wehrmacht and so forth. And then Tempelhof Airport in Berlin was built partly with slave labor. All right. So at the end of the Second World War, the Allies proclaimed the sequestration of all Luftwaffe property, all the planes. In 1951, whatever remained was then taken. So 1953, that was re-established Aktiengesellschaft für Luftverkehrsdarf Luftag. Okay, so I'm not sure, like the action company for air transport and so on. And remember, Germany was divided in those days, the German Democratic Republic in the east and the Federal Republic of Germany, the western three quarters of Germany. And so it was founded anew on 6th of January, so the Feast of Epiphany, 1953 in Cologne, which is very much West Germany. But Germany didn't even control its own airspace. So they started out with just 8 aircraft based out of Hamburg. They'd wanted to have the historic capital of Germany, Berlin, as their base. But no, that was occupied by 4 different allied countries in the Second World War, France, the Soviet Union, the United States and the United Kingdom. And they wouldn't allow that. That didn't happen until then. So later they made Frankfurt am Main their main base. It's in Western Germany, the financial capital of Germany. It's in the River Main flows through it, not to be mistaken with a much smaller Frankfurt am Oder, which is the eastern edge of Germany along the border with Poland. So then, yeah, Lufthansa, it developed very rapidly indeed. And of course, some of its air crew had formerly been in the Luftwaffe in the Second World War. Remember, Germany wasn't even allowed armed forces until 1955, and then only quite small. The Air Force had been quite small before the Western Allies really trusted it. Obviously, you know, East Germany had their armed forces. So flying between Frankfurt am Main, Dusseldorf, Hamburg, München, Köln, and then to Madrid. Madrid obviously being neutral in the Second World War. I remember in the 50s, it was very much a hangover of the Second World War. There's a lot of enmity and rancor towards Germany, most of Western Europe. Republic of Ireland, one of the few countries with cordial relations with the Federal Republic, as Switzerland, Austria, and so on, countries that should not be foes, to some extent, Sweden. So, but they started flying to Madrid Barajas, to London Heathrow, to Paris. It wasn't called Charles de Gaulle until the 1970, after the death of the present Charles de Gaulle. I'm not sure if it was the current Charles de Gaulle. Maybe it was Orly. Maybe that was the main airport in Paris at the time, which is just south of the city centre, closer to the centre of Paris than Charles de Gaulle. And it was only 1956 they were able to fly to New York City. They expanded and expanded. So by the 60s, it had a lot of jets, was flying Boeings, that American manufactured aircraft, Boeing 707, and had some of the best civil aviation technology in the world, getting a reputation as an excellent airline. Hate to be stereotypical, but German efficiency and all that, Lufthansa meant quality. And they started flying to East Asia, to Japan, to Hong Kong, then still a Britannic colony, to Bangkok and so forth, flying to Africa, Johannesburg, where there was a small German community. But obviously, because of the German Wirtschaftsfunder, everybody knew, Germany was important for business links. That's why businessmen, and it was almost all men in those days, not women, flying for business meetings in Germany and so on. Otherwise, also these were hubs, places like Frankfurt, not because you're even going to go to Germany, but fly from Johannesburg to Frankfurt because anyone fly on to wherever. It could be like Norway, it could be Austria, other places which just didn't have direct flights to South Africa. And so they went on. Okay. They used to fly over the poles because they couldn't fly over Soviet airspace at the end of the Cold War from Frankfurt to Tokyo via Anchorage, Alaska. Something which might have to come back in because of the closure of Russian airspace and so forth. Okay. So they got wide body planes, Boeing 747s, which were the considered the sort of technical breakthrough of the 1970s. That was them. So very, very well known for all sorts of things. Berlin Brandenburg became a major airport for them in the 2011. But München, as in Munich, and Frankfurt are probably their two major hubs. That was it. What can I say about them? And obviously they're low cost, as there was Air Berlin, there were German Wings. I think they've both gone bust. I think Euro Wings is the inheritor of that legacy. So what can I say? An excellent airline, not a cheap airline. And I can't remember which of the major alliances they're in. They've got their cheaper subsidiaries like Lufthansa CityLine and so forth. All right. Have you flown a Lufthansa? I have flown them to Singapore, bizarrely, changing planes in Munich. Did I even have to spend a night in an airport hotel, I think, and then onto them. So, they now buy Airbus, the European manufactured planes, mostly. They're part of Star Alliance, okay? So one of the major airline alliances. They've got 26 airlines in it. It's not now because it's not the one that Air France and KLM, that Sky team. I can't remember which one. Russia or Aeroflot was in before that. Okay, so they are a major, very major airline, obviously, with, 250 destinations, 274 planes, slightly more than they need, because you obviously have to factor in sometimes they can't fly for technical reasons. You can do wet lease, you can do dry lease. Wet lease, if I got it, is you lease the crew as well. I don't have to change your delivery. Dry lease, you lease the plane and have to provide your own crew. Right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then at PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. I look forward to flying Lufthansa again when I can afford it.